Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we'd like to welcome you to Crosswalk Talk again. This is a production of Crosswalk Life, and I'm your host, Carlotta Walsman. Tonight you're going to be hearing from Apostle Diane Nutt. We're so glad to have her back again. She shares the best true stories about experiencing God's presence and His glory and the anointing. So if you have issues with your family or work or school, or you feel like something is stealing your balance and peace, or you feel frazzled and stressed and overloaded, tonight we're going to be talking about the real practical walk of Christianity, of being in His presence early in the morning, late at night, whatever. But just join us tonight. Call a friend and learn how to spend time in God's presence. Go through your day with His anointing. And please look for related articles on our website at www.cwlinc.com. Also on www.nowfaith.tv. Well, we want to welcome you to the program, Diane. We just know that being in God's presence is just about the cure for everything. What say you?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much. It's just so good to be back again. It's been a while, but I always just enjoy just sharing and us just talking about what the Lord puts on our heart, and it seems like the time always goes by so quickly. But thank you for having me on again, and I look forward to seeing what God is going to do in people's lives whenever they do listen to this, whether it's live right now or later on.
And we know, or most of us know, that you're the pastor of Church of His Glory in Rockwell, Texas. You're a real apostle, a role model for so many people in ministry. How are you all doing over there?
We are doing wonderful. God has been moving. I'm telling you, when you just make your mind up that you're just going to let everything go and just totally surrender to the Lord, you know, and just let Him have His way, He shows up in all of His glory. And you know what, Carlotta, that's what we're seeing is just a mighty move of God. I mean, the presence of the Lord has been so strong, and the glory of God just keeps showing up every single time we enter into the building. And it's almost overwhelming, because you walk away with, wow, you know, we were in His presence once again, and we tangibly felt Him, you know, in our midst. And that's just so great. It's so much better than all the things that we feel in this life because of our circumstances and things that we go through. So we're just, it's a real sobering moment here in Rockwall, Texas at Church of His Glory. And people are really stepping up, I guess as you could say, stepping up to the bat and realizing that that everyone has a purpose, a divine purpose. And when everyone steps in and really pursues the purpose of God, it's a very sobering thing to really see how much we really do need each other so that the total vision, the complete vision of God can come to pass.
It is so true. And I don't know what it is. I guess it's just flesh. But when I spend time in His presence, there is such a fullness, a completeness, a preparedness, a confidence in God. I feel His perfect love. It casts out all my fears. I mean, the benefits are awesome. And why my flesh will never give up. And it's always got some better idea. Let's do this instead. You know, you just can't improve your flesh, can you? It's just got to die.
Well, it does. It has to die, because there's no good thing, you know, that comes from our flesh. And the truth is that Christ, He was resurrected, and so the Spirit works the power of resurrection in us through obedience. But we can only walk in that obedience as we mortify the deeds of our flesh and put it to death. It's an ongoing ongoing thing. You know, it's an everyday thing. And, you know, when Paul, when he said, I die daily, and, you know, the blessed woman of God, Catherine Kuhlman, she used to always say, I die a thousand deaths, mm-hmm. you know, before I step out onto any platform. And, you know, mm-hmm. in every day of her life. And it's true. This flesh, it just don't matter how many times and how often, even every day, when we encounter the presence of the Lord in His glory, this flesh still wants to act up. And that's why we have to not get so far away as some have, and just, you know, seeking after the presence of the Lord and the glory of God. And we do want that, Carlotta, but we've got to maintain this walk of faith and be obedient every single day. It's just like we do things for our natural body every day. Well, there's just certain things every day that we must do for our spirit man, in being able to conquer and to take over what the flesh wants to do and how it wants to respond, because the Bible tells us that there's a war that's raging every day between our soul and our spirit. And that was just funny when you said that, but because I hadn't really thought about that in a while, but it's so true. You'd think, as many times as, you know, like you said, we're in the presence of the Lord every day, and we feel His mighty presence, the power of His presence, but yet our flesh still wants to do its own thing.
Amen. Amen. Romans 7 makes it clear, in every version except the NIV and the Living, that it's the flesh versus the spirit. Now, they say it's that your old unsaved nature is still alive. I don't believe that. But the flesh doesn't die. And I was just in a Christian bookstore looking at the sales and had taken a friend over there to get her a little gift, you know. And I was looking at all these self-help books, and I thought, you know, we might as well just face it, that there is no improving, no self-flesh improvement. It's that my spirit wants to be one with His spirit, and the flesh is against it. Your mind wants to be in charge. You know, your emotions want to be in charge. Your body wants to be in charge. Mm-hmm. But if we'll command all of that to bow down to our spirit, which really does want to be one with His spirit.
Yes, that's so true. And, you know, Carlotta, I teach people, and I've taught people this really simple thing. Sometimes we just have to simplify what the Word of God is saying, and you know, put a thought out there or get a vision, and so that we can easily and readily walk in the Word of God. And this was many years ago. The Holy Spirit just quickened to me every day to command my body to submit to my soul to submit to my spirit, and my spirit to the Spirit of God. Because a house that is divided cannot stand. And so we've got to command this temple of ours to be whole and to not be divided. And that's just a simple thing. But, you know, sometimes we just have to. He says, lest you come as a child, have that mm-hmm. childlike faith, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God, the righteousness, peace, and joy. And so sometimes just those little things, you know, just getting up and speaking over our life every day, getting up in the morning and commanding. And I'm telling you, Carlotta, sometimes I'd have to, especially going through things, I'd have to say, now look, body, you're going to line up and you're going to line up with the soul, and so you're going to line up with the spirit, and spirit man, you're going to line up with the Spirit of God, and we're going to have wholeness and completeness today. And you have to, what I've learned through all these years is that nobody can walk our journey for us. And if we're not happy where we are, then it's up to us to make that decision to make the change. Because change is not just going to, you know, you can't just have someone pray for you and be slain in the Holy Spirit and just expect to be changed and, you know, you don't want to do this or think a certain way, or it's, you know, we have to cast down those vain imaginations. We have to choose to love. We have to choose to forgive. Our life is about choices.
It is.
And, you know, and if you make the wrong choice, then you're going to get a result that you're not going to be happy with. And, but, you know, Carlotta, the encouraging thing that I'd like to share with our listeners is that just take and just do one thing at a time. Make one change at a time. Sometimes we try to just change everything about ourselves, and the truth is we can't do it anyway. But,
Now
the things in the natural, you know, we can quit drinking so many Cokes, we can quit eating so much ice cream, we can quit watching so much, but if
uh-oh.
We just take, did I say something?
I mean, our stomach can't be in charge of our life.
That's right. It can't. And if we'll just do one small, just one small thing. A dear friend of mine was at our church back in the fall, in the late fall. I think it was in November. And he shared, too, how the Lord had showed him just do one thing at a time. And let that be perfected in you instead of, you know, setting all these expectations and these goals out there that are too hard. And, you know, we're hard. Sometimes some of us, we're hard on ourselves like that because we want everything to be perfected. But we have to realize that some of the ways that we are and how we respond and how we react and what we say has been something that we've been walking in for a long time, and we didn't get there, you know, in a couple of days. Some things, you know, a couple of years. And, you know, we're talking about struggles and those things in our lives that we just get so stressed out about. And how do we live in a place of balance to where, you know, we're not being overtaken by the things of this world. But
you know, Dr. Dobson has said so many times that he thinks one of the biggest problems is that American families, if not all over the world, are too busy. You know, we get out of balance. We think we're too busy for the main things. And then we go through the day trying to do it in our own strength. When God really wants relationship with us, he never meant for us to live for him. He wanted to live the life through us. But it takes that abiding, you know, and some people say, well, what is it? You know, what is abiding in him? And if I really sit down and wait for him to meet with me, will he show up?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, he will. And that's so neat, what you just shared, because I think it was just a couple of months ago, I put just a little statement on my, you know, Facebook page, and I just asked a simple question. Are you living for God or are you living with God? And there's a big difference. And, you know, the truth is that he has, by his Spirit, he has given us a way out of every temptation. He's given us a way out of every negative thing that has come against us. And, you know, what I have seen is because of, last year, so many have said, you know, well, 2010 was just as hard as the last decade. And, you know, but it was a different kind of hard because transition is hard when you're changing from one way to another way. It's, you know, you almost feel lost in the process. But the good news is that you will be found. You will find yourself again in the Lord, but with more of his character, and you'll be a person with more integrity. And, you know, there's something about spending that time with him and in his presence and just trusting and knowing and believing that he is going to show up and he's going to reveal himself. And, you know, he's so faithful, Carlotta, to, you know, to do that when we are really hungry for the Lord. And I just, you know, I've walked this journey for a long, long time.
Me too.
And I know you have. And but, you know, there's just something right now. I mean, my eyes are just tearing up right now because there's something so deep inside of me that really wants to know him more.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's revealed himself to me in so, just so greatly that, you know, that I've been able to share with people and inspire people and help people, you know, just by sharing. And like what you had said kind of in the beginning, that has been an inspiration to people. Well, you know, if she knows him and if she has encountered this, you know, this relationship, you know, I can do it too. And that is my desire, is to see people this year not to know about him, but to know him in that intimate way, that koinonia, that very intimate place, because it's not enough just to know about him. And I think many are really beginning to see that, you know, how much they don't really know him in that intimate way. But he wants to reveal himself to us. And in your relationship, it just keeps on deepening. You know, you keep going deeper with him. But the key to all of this, Carlotta, and what our listeners need to know is that you can know him as much as you want to know him, but it's dependent upon you seeking and pursuing your relationship with him.
Amen. Preach it.
And, you know, in the midst of that, there is this inner harmony that begins to live in you and in a, you know, a peace that you begin to walk in on a daily basis, regardless of the circumstances. And the reason why is because your focus is so upon him. And in Isaiah 26 in verse 3, the word of God says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both his inclination and his character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you and he and leans on you and hopes confidently in you." So as we keep our peace, as we keep our thoughts upon him, as we commit our ways, where is it, Proverbs 16:3, commit your ways to the Lord, or commit to the Lord whatever you do, and you and the plans and your I'm getting all tongue twisted here. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will excel, and you will succeed if we commit our ways to the Lord, and if we lean on him, then he truly becomes that rock in our life, and you know we begin to really learn of his peace. And that's what the Lord will do. He will guard us and he will keep us. And because our mind is constantly upon him in
right.
everything we do. And so you were right earlier when you said, you know, it's our mind. What are we taking in? What are we dwelling and thinking on every day? Because if it's with everything that's going on, well, you and I know this, and probably many that are listening know this, that if you get focused on everything going on in the world and everything going on that's negative, then it's just going to zap the strength out of you, and it's going to pull you down into that negative realm. And that's what I've seen. This is where I was going a while ago, is through all that's happened, and even 2010 being the year that it was, and a year of transition, there's been so much negativity, and people have got to choose to not accept and to not walk in the negative that is all around us, because it consumes you, and then everything you begin to go through is just, you're always negative. You see the worst, you think about the worst that's going to happen, and you know someone might be trying to get a hold of you, and I mean, you might be trying to get a hold of someone and you can't do it. Well, then automatically you think something bad has happened to them, or you know they're upset with you, and so you know that's not living a very balanced life, is it?
Nope. So. I believe in having confidence in God, having our spirit rest in Him. But, you know, the counseling that we do, I think we find with people that even though there's many negative things on the outside, a lot of times there's a lot of negative attitudes on the inside. There's issues with God, distrust of God, God, where were you when I needed you, you know, blaming God for things. And when we spend time with Him, then we're able to work that out, because you might be sitting there thinking, well, I can't have a good intimate time with Jesus because I'm mad at Him, because why did He let this happen to me? But you can talk to God about that and start working on it. God's got broad shoulders. You can talk to Him about it, and there's no use in pretending you don't feel it anyway. He can read your mind, read everything about you. And I think it's so wonderful how approachable God is, and that, you know, you can say, I'm mad. You know, I'm mad. You promoted them and not me, or you funded them and not me, and, you know, what gives here?
That is so true, and I love that too. Is it? But you know, some people, because of what the background that they grew up in, you know, it's, you don't talk to Him like that. Well, He's our Father. He is our Father, and like you said, He's got broad shoulders. He can handle the truth. He can handle the truth, and you know, when we just talk about those things to Him and just, you know, be raw. I just call it, you know, just be raw. There's something so pure about being raw with the Lord, and because His word is unadulterated and it's raw and it's pure, and there's something about being pure, you know, with, I mean, just being raw with the Lord and just telling Him. And I think some people don't realize, Carlotta, how relieving it is just to be able to express to Him how you feel on the inside.
Be real.
It is.
You might as well.
Well, right, because He knows. And see, that's how, that's one way how you learn to begin to live a balanced life in with Christ and in this world today that is being so overtaken by the darkness. It's talking to Him, it's communing with Him, it's spending that time and just letting Him know. He told us that we were going to have tribulations and would have trials and frustrations. But He also said, He said that He has told us these things, that in Him that we might have perfect peace and confidence, because He has overcome the world. And so He said, be of good cheer. He said, take courage and be confident. Be certain. Know that I am with you. Know that you have overcome because I overcame for you. And so this journey that we're on and living a life that is balanced in every area, and, you know, with our spouses, our family, our children, our coworkers, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, it really requires you to really put forth the effort, you know, and there's something about, that's one thing in one place that at Church of His Glory that our people are coming to is realizing that, you know, that everyone has a part. God has given everyone a divine purpose. And sometimes we think that, well, maybe because I'm fearful to step out in it, and what am I going to mess, you know, what if I mess up, and not realizing that, well, just because you see so-and-so under the anointing or you see them walking it doesn't mean that they didn't face the same issues that you're facing. But there's been too much fear that has kept people from really stepping into that place. And we feel imbalanced when the body of Christ is not connected and every joint supplying one to another, we're not really living that balanced life that we should be living in Christ. Because Paul said in Ephesians that every joint supplies one to another. And so we would be surprised to find out that, you know what, maybe they're struggling with, you know, walls that they've put up. Maybe they're struggling with a chemical dependency. You know, maybe they're struggling with the same things that I'm struggling with. But if no one opens their mouth and communicates with each other and has a relationship, then it's going to be kind of hard to work together, you know, and to come together and seeing the vision and the will of God fulfilled.
I'm glad you brought that up, because so many people in church are addicted to prescription drugs and things like that. They're addicted to something that they use, whether it's, you know, a good thing or a not so good thing, but they're addicted to something because they don't know how to meet with the Holy Spirit, their comforter. They haven't really taken the time. And people will ask me, well, what's the secret? And I said, well, you sit down. I had an easy chair, and I promised to give God half of one day a week is how I started out. And I will sit in this chair, and I will stay with you, and I will journal, and I will read, and I'll listen. That's a big thing for me, listening and praying, because people run here and there, you know, to other people for direction and all, but they haven't spent that time in God's presence many times. And I just am so excited, Diane, about all the people that are fasting right now in churches across the world. And I know in my case, not only spending time in His presence, but adding a fast, even though it's a partial fast, I have already had complete strangers come to me, like three or four, in 1 week, confirming the harvest that's coming in, the expansion for our ministry. You know, God's just doing it totally supernaturally. And boy, is that easier than trying to crank it out yourself.
Yes, that is the truth. I am telling you, you just hit something there. Of course, we are, you know, fasting as well. And it's really precious, the love of God. And our church actually went on a fast back in October. But everyone failed at it. And so we talked about that, you know, starting out this year. And we said, you know, in October, we know that everyone just didn't get into that flow of fasting and praying because no one had any testimonies. And you get, you know, things like what you shared, things begin to happen. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we don't see the bigger things until after that time that we've committed to the Lord. And, you know, and so we just got really real. And I just shared, you know what, it's, you know what, we failed. But you know what, we can do it differently. We can not do what we did in October, and we can change what we have done. And I know some people, they just feel like they can't fast, Carlotta, and pray because they mess up. Listen, God, He's our Heavenly Father, and He knows that our flesh is weak, and our spirit is willing. But if you will separate yourself, and if you will just step out to make that change, you know, and you don't have to skip a whole meal. You know, some people just get wary sometimes about thinking about fasting because they think that they have to starve. And
that's right.
Well, it's a process. You know, if you just step out, maybe, you know, you don't drink cold drinks. You don't drink soda pop. Or maybe you cut out your sweets. And then, you know, maybe the next week you cut out something else that you really like. But there's something about sacrificing food and then praying, there's something about it that God honors, and it just is so cleansing to your soul and your spirit and your physical body.
Yes.
And, you know, the fasting is like, yes, of course, we're going to see a result in our physical body, but that's not what we're aiming at. It's about sacrificing what we love, you know, and food. That is just a crutch for so many of us. And it's, you know, it's giving up that food, sacrificing it, and giving that time to Him. And it's just precious to see what the Lord is doing. And so I just want to encourage anyone. Maybe you started at the beginning of this year and you've already... Well, I ate some chocolate chip cookies, or, you know. Or,
don't bring
or
it up.
Yes, guilty. Why do I use that as an example? Because I'm guilty. But, you know, it's, you know, no matter what it is, it's just ask God to forgive you and go on and know that you can do all things. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so it's hard sometimes, but I believe that the church at large is going to see just amazing things happen this year. There's a freshness and a anticipation and an expectation of what we are doing right now in this season of fasting and praying.
And one more thought on fasting, Diane. I believe that somebody out there that needs to hear this. Maybe you work 10 hours a day like I do, you know, going on just juice, which I have done before, you know, just isn't real practical for you. But my favorite fast is a raw food fast, and I might throw in eggs so my hair won't fall out. Well, I do. I've noticed that if I go 3 weeks on just juice, my hair starts falling out, and that's distressing. But I'll throw in eggs, and sometimes I'll have nuts. But a raw food fast enables me to have that crunch. But the main thing is it gives you the live enzymes and the nutrition that your body needs. Now, it doesn't give you everything you want. And so we're still bringing the flesh into submission. But I actually feel better, Diane, when I'm on a raw food fast than when I'm on cooked food.
Me too. Me too. It's true, because that's one thing that I'm also seeing is that more and more people are getting back to the biblical, I guess you could say, the biblical way of eating. And we've found that the more raw that we eat, you know, the less things are cooked, the more we get those enzymes and those antioxidants and the minerals, the nutrients that we need that actually help to restore what has been depleted in our bodies, you know, from what we have eaten that has not been healthy, and even for those who have had a chemical dependency. And I don't know why I keep going back to this. Well, I do know, because the Holy Spirit's quickening me, but I just want to encourage those that have been on different kinds of medication. When you fast and, you know, you want to be led and by the Holy Spirit, but you also want to be sure, you know, that you just don't stop cold turkey taking your medications because you're praying and fasting. But as you are praying and fasting, the Bible talks about in Psalms 58 about your healing springing up. And sometimes if you are in a place to where you are trying to get free of those of that chemical dependency that has been there, sometimes you may find, and this has happened with many, that through fasting, it has brought a freedom. People that have smoked cigarettes, and when you fast and pray and you cut the cigarettes out, some have not had any desire to go back to smoking cigarettes. And some people have been set free from the chemical dependency.
And breakthroughs of all kinds. Just whatever kind of breakthrough you need, if you'll declare scripture, spend time in God's presence, He will give you the keys to your breakthrough.
He will.
And they may be different from everybody else's, but God will give you the keys to your breakthrough. In fact, I think there's somebody right now that's wondering if they can call in because they need prayer, Diane. They need prophetic prayer. They need an impartation, either of courage or wisdom or just the ability to believe that God really wants to meet with them each day. You know, maybe they haven't known His love. So I want to encourage all of you to call 917-388-4683. That's 917-388-4683. And let us pray for you. Now, don't tell us everything. You can, you know, share a request with Diane or myself. But don't tell us a whole lot because we want to hear from the Lord and just pray for you and, you know, just succinctly what He wants us to pray. And we're going to believe for real keys to break through from hearing the voice of the Lord tonight.
Yes, yes. And you know, Carlotta, that is another thing this year. I believe that as different ones step out and really trusting the Lord and really purposing in their heart that this is going to be the year that I'm going to quit being conformed to the different things of the world, and I'm going to be transformed because I'm allowing my mind to be renewed by the Word of God. I believe that this is going to be the year that if those will do that are endeavoring to do that, and that's what is in their heart, that they are going to start hearing so clearly the voice of the Lord.
Well, we have two callers.
Oh, praise God.
You want to demonstrate that for us?
Sure.
Okay, let's see who we have at area code 864. Welcome to the program. Area code 864.
Thank you.
And who have we here?
Charlotte.
Welcome to the program. Do you have a prayer request, Charlotte?
Yes, I do. It's for my hair and for my feet and for my stomach.
Hair, feet, and stomach. Okay. Do you want me to begin, Carlotta?
If you'd like.
Okay. Charlotte, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
And you're ready to receive your healing?
Yes, I am.
And the desire of your heart? Well, let's just go to the Lord. Father God, we just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for Charlotte. And Father God, thank you that she trusts in you, Father, and she believes in your word. And Father, we just come together in the prayer of agreement. You said if any two agree in prayer that whatsoever we ask that it shall be done for us. And so, Father, Carlotta and I stand in agreement for Charlotte. And Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your healing virtue. Hallelujah. Just flowing through Charlotte's body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for just healing in her stomach right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus is eradicating. It's just eradicating right now in the name of Jesus what the enemy has meant for destruction in her physical body. Now, Father, I loose her from the bondage of the enemy right now. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that her feet, that all the pain is going from her feet. Father God, I thank you that her feet are coming into alignment with the Word of God right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that her hair just begins to be replenished, that it just begins to be multiplied once again, Lord God. Father God, I thank you right now for the blood of Jesus that is purifying her blood right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I thank you that whom you set free, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. And Father, I call your daughter whole and complete right now in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Charlotte, I feel the healing power of God. My hand feels like it is hooked up to a 220 volt. I just feel the power of God just moving upon your body. And this affliction is ceasing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And hope, God's bringing hope where depression has tried to come in and just oppress you. I'm telling you, that depression is being loosed. It is going right now from you in the name of Jesus, and you're going to begin to rise up and feel a new hope for life, because God has given you a divine purpose, and you will declare the mighty works of the Lord, saith the Lord. You will declare that he is the great physician and that he is your healer, and never again will you struggle with this affliction of bondage in your physical body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, He's just moving. It's like you're being wrapped up. His glory is all around you. And I can perceive it very, very strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day you're going to get stronger. And there's just a new strength that's come. The healing's there, but the strength is going to be manifested every day. And your feet are not going to, they're not going to hurt like what they've been hurting. And the swelling is going to just start going down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What's happening, Charlotte? What's going on right now?
I just feel very peaceful.
Praise God. Praise God. The devil is a liar.
Thank you,
Lord. And I'm telling you, your stomach is, I see the inside of your stomach and even your intestines. I see just the Lord just, it's just like the blood of Jesus is just flowing through those intestines and in your stomach, and something's moving out. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you what's wrong with them? What you've been praying for?
Go ahead.
My toes. I have neuropathy in them caused from chemo.
Uh-huh.
And my hair, it didn't come back really good. And it's very stressful for me. It's kind of in the crown area, and I have to wear a hairpiece. And it just, you know, sometimes I could just take my mirror and break the other mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I get so stressed out from looking at it. And of course, and then I have a hiatal hernia, which is really flared up this week.
Okay.
And I was praying today and talking to God about my healing and wondering why, you know, because I have had so many times and thought I believed so many times for my healing, but it has not manifested yet. And so I wanted to call in and get some prayer and some prophetic words for my life.
Praise God.
Because I don't know what the block is. Because I really do believe Jesus died for me and he took all my sins and sorrows and sicknesses on that tree. I really do believe that. So something is keeping me from receiving it. I don't know what it is.
Well, Charlotte, that's what I do. I offer a restoration prayer ministry to find out what is blocking in people's lives, whether it's blocking physical healing, emotional, you know, their destiny, their calling, whatever it is. I'd like to invite you to call me tomorrow if you can at in our office at 724-206-0530, 724-206-0530, because everybody, you know, might need some physical healing, but we all have things that are blocking us in our spiritual progress, too. And I'd like to talk about the possibility of you receiving that ministry and finding out what it is.
Okay.
724-206-0530.
Okay. I will.
You know, a lot of people are healed instantly, but that doesn't mean that every last person will be. And sometimes God wants to give us words of knowledge and words of wisdom, tell us what to do differently. You know, we have to forgive somebody, repent of things. And it took me a long time to go through this myself, but I was so glad I finally did because I got well. I was healed of 24 diagnoses. So
okay.
Humility works.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you'll email us and let us know how you're doing as well.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Praise
Have
God.
A good night.
God bless you both.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
God. Bye, Charlotte.
We have another caller.
Okay.
Would you care to take that one now? Or?
Well, sure.
Okay. We've got area code 256 on the line. Area code 256, welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Christina.
Welcome. Do you have a prayer request tonight?
I just want more of God.
Okay. Christina, I hear the Lord saying that you have all of them. When you have the fullness of Jesus Christ in you, you've got the fullness of the Godhead, but probably what you mean is you want him to have more of you. And the Lord says, I do love you with an everlasting love, and you are my precious one, and I am revealing to you just how full and complete you are, but you don't realize it. And I'm revealing to you my perfect love, and I'm casting out all the fears and the doubts that you've had. And as you linger in my presence, you're going to be absolutely amazed, just absolutely amazed at how I will manifest myself to you, the things that I will show you, what we're going to be like. This sounds kind of strange, but we're going to be kind of like best friends, that you're going to know that you can come to me, the Lord says, with anything. You can tell me everything that's on your heart. You're going to have a live relationship that is interactive, that you can feel and touch and smell and sense. And the Lord says, just press in. I will not stand you up. I will not. Write me love letters, and I'll write them back. The Lord says, I am the one that's putting it in your heart to want to spend time with me. Would you like to ask him for anything specific right now? Or bring anything specific to him right now?
Direction.
Direction?
Mm-hmm. Just like direction for where to go next.
Okay. Lord says it's a done deal. I've already got all the direction worked out, and it's just a matter of developing that passion to hear me, that I've said that if you're willing to know my will, that you will know the truth, and I won't withhold anything from you. Sometimes I'll only give you enough direction to get through the day. It won't be as far down the road as you want it to be, but the Lord says the main thing is to have a passion for me, and when you do, I will guide your every step. I will tell you exactly how much you need to know for today, and I will provide the divine connections, the suddenlies, the appointments, the funding. I will supply everything you need for divine godliness, but the Lord says the main thing is, will you hunger for me? Will you hunger for me? Because I will never disappoint you. Never. And I'm just taking my hands right now, Christine, and I'm just waving them over your head in the spirit, and I'm breaking off that fear that God will disappoint me. I'm just breaking it off. Breaking off that fear that he'll stand me up or he won't answer me or I'll just be sitting there twiddling my thumbs. The Lord says, you come with pen and paper ready to take dictation and I'll give you the direction you need. Somebody in the chat room wrote, crawl into his lap. That's a phrase I use, too. That's what my easy chair represented to me, Christina, was just sitting in God's lap. And rather than make excuses or be fearful that it won't work for me, you know, I would just go get in that easy chair and say, kind of like Jacob, I'll stay here until you bless me. And it really didn't take long at all. I was just fearful that it would. You ready to give him those fears tonight?
Yes.
That he won't give you the direction or he'll leave you wondering. Are you okay?
Yes, I am.
What? What's happening?
Oh, that was really powerful.
What's God doing over there? Are you still alert? You still with us?
Yes.
Didn't know if you passed out.
Very much all there. Oh. Oh, thank you, Lord. And Christina, I hear the Lord just saying to, I hear him saying, come away, my beloved. And let us go forth into the fields and let us lodge in the villages where I will show you and give you my love.
God is so much of a lover of our soul than we would ever imagine. He really is. He wants to be the lover of your soul. We've talked about spirit tonight, but he knows what your soul needs like nobody else does. You know, sometimes he's always got, Diane, because our family doesn't understand us or our friends have, you know, just gone on, done their thing, forgotten about us or whatever. And God is always there. I don't know where I learned to believe that he wouldn't be.
Me either. I've just always known that. It's a very strong, very strong thing.
Are you okay, Christina?
Yes.
Okay. I hope you'll stay in touch and let us know. Will you really try it and just start just sitting in God's lap in the mornings and journaling and see what he tells you and what direction he gives you?
Definitely.
Okay. I want a good report.
Amen.
Be blessed. I thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
We love you.
And have God dreams. He might give you some direction tonight.
That's right.
What a sweet girl. Have a good night.
Oh, sweet spirit. Mm-hmm. Sweet soul, too.
Well, we have a couple more callers. We have area code 989. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Lillian.
Lillian?
Yeah.
Do you have a request tonight?
Yes, I do. I have a friend that I've been seeing for about a year, and the thing is that I've dreams about him, like something could happen to him. So I've been really concerned and worried all the time.
Is he saved?
I think he was at one time, but he says now he's like backslidden right now. So I don't know what his real relationship, how it is with God.
So is he a real good friend, as in boyfriend?
Kinda.
Okay. Is this okay, Carlotta?
Go for it.
Okay. So have you read in Corinthians, you know, the word of God tells us not to be yoked with unbelievers. And, you know, when we're yoked with in a relationship where there's not a balance, I mean, we were talking about balance earlier tonight, it's, you know, not a real good place to be in. And so first of all, I mean, I know you're having the dreams, so I want to encourage you. Do you know that you are to be in relationship with him?
I don't know. I don't think I am, because it seems like things are not working out, but it's just that I like him a lot, even as a friend. And we work together as well, so it's kind of hard to stop seeing them.
Right. But can you step back from it being as intimate as it is?
I probably could.
Okay. Well, the Lord just, he tells us to come out from amongst that which is unclean. And when you're pursuing the Lord and trying to live a life, you know, on the right pathway, and you're in relationship, you know, like where you are right now, you know, you're not married, but you're in a relationship where there's not the same goals. It's a real unequal yoke that is there. It's, you know, it's actually, it's bondage. And so the Lord says to come out from amongst the unclean. And then he said that he would receive you as a daughter, and then he'll receive you as sons, and then he would be a father to you. And so what happens is you're yoking yourself with a lot of the world. And so it's going to be real hard for you to live in, you know, to live a balanced life with Christ when you're in association and in a soulless relationship. And, you know, it's, I mean, we love people, and but you have to stop and look at where you are in your journey, and are you growing in your relationship with him? Are you growing in the Lord in your relationship with him? Are you being inspired to pursue God in your life? And so when you first started sharing, well, I mean, I did perceive the fear, you know, that is there. And, of course, you know, the Lord doesn't give us dreams of fear. He'll show us things that will be warning, you know, warnings, but they're not a fearful thing. But I can perceive the fear that is there. But you're kind of in your relationship, you're you're walking 1 foot or one leg, 1 foot on one side of the fence and your other leg and foot on the other side of the fence. And so you're teetering back and forth. And that's just not a good way to live. And I know what you said, you know, you're working with him, but you need to stop and really ask the Lord, what does he want? You know, what is his desire for you in this relationship? Because if a relationship is taking away from us and it's bringing us into places of fear in our life, then, you know, death is at work, because the enemy always wants to, he's always coming after your relationship with God. And so would you like for us to, you know, pray? We don't want anything to happen to, you know, to him. Have you had the opportunity to talk to him about his relationship with the Lord? Or, you know, I don't want to be too personal. I don't want you to say, feel like you have to say anything, but I just want to help you to see that we're in a season right now in the body of Christ at large where the Lord is really saying to us to stop and look at the relationships you're in, because relationships with people are either going to direct you to the Lord or they're going to take you away from the Lord. Do you see what I'm saying?
You're right. I agree with you.
And so, hun, you know, we don't want to see you in a relationship that is not good for you, because, you know, there's just different goals. There's, as the Bible says in Corinthians, you know, there's the uncleanness that is there. And I'm not saying that he's dirty and all of that, but they're just, probably are things in his life that he does that maybe you're persuaded to, and maybe things that, you know, that he's walking in, he's living in. And when you become, you know, involved in a relationship, and you don't even, there, you know, cannot be anything physical, but you are mentally and emotionally involved with a person, you are, you know, you're really taking chances on the things that I said, you know, just a few minutes ago of you struggling in your relationship with the Lord, because you're being drawn away and not being really inspired to him. So how do you feel about that?
Everything you're saying is correct. We talked about his, sorry about my voice, but we talked about his relationship with God, and I try to witness to him a lot, but he was saved, and I guess something happened to him, and he doesn't like talking about it a lot. He was married before, mm-hmm. and I guess that kind of caused him to kind of leave and stop going to church and everything because of the things that his ex-wife did to him. Uh-huh. So it kind of hindered him. And at first, I was just being a friend to him, but I started to like him,
mm-hmm.
because I'm lonely myself, and it just got deeper than I thought it would. So,
right.
And but I do feel, I feel the struggle with trying to stay with God and do what he wants mm-hmm. me to do and still be mm-hmm. with this person.
Right. And, honey, that is exactly what happens. And so I know this is probably a real sobering, you know, moment right here, but I don't believe that you just called in by accident. I believe that it was mm-hmm. by divine appointment. And I believe that God has such a magnificent, awesome purpose
there
for
you
in this life. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's trying to tell you, you know, through this, because you said that, you know, this is right, everything that I've shared. Well, it's not because I'm sharing it. It's because he's directing me to say what I am saying, because he is trying to protect you right now from going any further from this point, from going any further in the relationship than what you're going in. And so, honey, what you're doing is you're giving him a place of precedence over your relationship with the Lord. And I can feel your mercy. I mean, I feel that mercy coming from you and just your tender heart. And, you know, but it's like you're playing with fire because he knows where he's at. But just because someone knows where they're at in life and, you know, and they're hurt and God wants him healed and you want to see him healed and Carlotta and I, we want to see him healed too. And but sometimes we stay in a relationship because we become like a codependent for that person, and which allows them to stay where they're staying. But I believe what the Lord is saying to me to tell you is he wants you to stop and look at your relationship with him tonight. And what are you willing to do to pursue everything that the Lord has for you? Because right now at this point, because of where he's at in his life right now, he is like excess baggage. And I don't mean that in demeaning in any way, but it's a weight that you're having to carry around because you're having to live under a little bit of the reproach, you know, of the enemy, because you know what is right and y'all have talked about it. And sometimes people are just not willing to, you know, because they're suffering. And until the Holy Spirit conveys it to his heart and quickens him, you know, about his healing, sometimes people who are mercy motivated like yourself, and I'm a very mercy motivated person too, sometimes you can get in the way of what God wants to do in their life because you're trying to help them, you know, to get through. And so I believe what the Lord is saying to you is what are you willing to do tonight? You know, what are you willing to, what choice are you willing to choose tonight? Because you can't, you know, you cannot continue in this relationship with the way it is.
And Lillian, I hear the Lord saying that he has so much better plan for you than you think. It is way, oh, just light years better than you think. And if you will begin to seek the Lord and learn how to have your met by the Holy Spirit, if you will give your whole heart to the Lord, he has appointments, connections, and relationships for you that are just so far better than you think. But the Lord says, I want to work in your life and in your heart. Heal your heart. Just do lots of work of healing in your heart so that you will go into your long-term relationship that I give you as a whole person. And you won't be feeling like a half, looking for another half to become a whole. You'll come in as a whole person because you're whole in me. You're confident in me. You're healed. You'll be so full, and you'll be delivered of the things that would cause you to fall for Satan's second best. And the enemy has come along and wanted to give you second best and to cause you to miss this fabulous plan that I have for you, say the Lord. But don't fall for it. And the word in two words is don't settle. Don't settle for what the enemy has given you. And yes, you love people, and yes, you witness to them. But if you want to be a real witness to a lukewarm or an unsaved gentleman, the way to do that is by seeking me, the Lord says, and coming to that person with such a fullness of joy and my love that they wonder what it is. You don't stoop to their level to win them, you know. You come to me, the Lord says, spend time in my presence. And then when they see that fullness, they'll think, what does this girl have? What is it that's different about her? So are you willing to spend time in God's presence, even give it a week, and try it like half an hour a day, and just listen to the Lord, read the Word, pray, and write and journal it? Are you willing to try that?
Yes, I am.
If you'll give it a try, you'll see what we're talking about. God will be talking to you, and he will confirm his will, give you direction. He'll love on you, and even when he corrects you, you'll know, well, I had an intimate relationship with Jesus that way, too. He corrected me. And sometimes he'll reorder your day and change your priorities, but you'll know, I'm finally having an intimate, interactive relationship with Jesus.
Okay.
Give it a try. Give it a try, and he'll give you that confidence that what he's just said is true, that he has a way better plan for you than you think. So don't miss it. Do not miss it.
And Carlotta, do you mind if I pray for Lillian?
Oh, please.
Do you mind, Lillian?
Please pray for me.
Okay. Okay, Father, we just thank you right now for Lillian. And, Father, you know exactly where she is at. Father, you know the things in her heart that are hurting, the things that need to be mended. And, Father, you are the one that can fulfill that place of loneliness in her life, Lord God. And Father, you can, because you show her your love as her father. It's not, Father God, that you become that boyfriend or a man or a mother or anyone, because you can't do that. You're not soul, you're spirit. But Father, you can bring that that fulfilledness in her life, Father, because her trust is in you, because she declares it over her life that you are the lover of her soul, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And her trust is in you. Now, Father, I pray, Lord God, for Lillian, and we just come into agreement, Lord God, that your perfect will be done. And, Father, don't let her carry that burden, false burden of that, well, if she breaks away from this relationship,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to do something to hurt himself, or he's going to,
mm-hmm.
something bad's going to happen. Father, don't let her get under that false burden. But, Lord, just open her eyes up even now, Father, and just illuminate her heart, Father God, that she would know the hope of the calling of Christ, the hope of glory that is within her. And, Father God, thank you that nothing is too difficult for you. And as Lillian puts her trust in you, Father God, and as she acknowledges you, you'll give her the exact words to say, and you'll show her exactly what she needs to do, Father God,
mm-hmm.
to step back and to step away and to let you deal with this heart, Father. And Lord God, thank you. And Father God, let your sweet Holy Spirit just bring the comfort that she needs right now at this very moment. And Father God, thank you for honoring her commitment to you. And Father, we commit Lillian's body, soul, and spirit unto you, Lord God. And Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can do it. Because
yes,
girl, you are worth more.
We all went through it, Lillian. We all went through it. We all had somebody that looked like they were going to be the love of our life, and it just wasn't broken out in our working out, and our heart got broken. But
right.
God says, just hold on. And have you heard the story of the plastic beads?
No, I haven't.
There's a little girl. I'll try to tell it real quick. This is a short version. There's a little girl that saw some beads in the store, and she just begged and begged her daddy to give her those beads. And all she could think about was those beads. And when Christmas came, she opened up everything. She didn't see the beads. And finally, she just broke into tears. But then when she opened this other box, there were the beads. And when she got them open, her father asked her to give them back to him. And she's like, Daddy, you won't look good in those beads. And he said, will you give them back to me? She's like, but are you kidding, Daddy? You know, and then she started crying again because she thought, he's really serious. He wants me to give him back to him. And when she gave him those plastic beads, he gave her a string of real pearls. So you may be in the place now of thinking, God, you wouldn't. I thought you gave me this man. You wouldn't ask me to give him back. But he'll give you the pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
He'll give you the pearls. It's worth waiting for.
Okay.
And, you know, or he'll make people into pearls, but just let him, just step back like Apostle Diane said and let him do it. Let him do it.
Amen.
I hope you have a wonderful night. I'll just ask God to bless you with, you know, comfort that will just flow over you like anointing oil and just comfort you, and you will know his presence, and you'll know that you, once you know his presence, that you can never be alone again. Never.
Amen. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate all the prayer. It really helps.
Well, please stay in touch. We have another caller.
I love it.
I'm trying to see. I thought, well, one took their hand down. Now, if you take your hand down, hit that number one again, then you go off the list. But we've got area code, let's see, have we done area code 979?
No, we did 989, which was Lillian.
Mm-hmm. Area code 979, are you still there?
I am here.
Welcome to the program. Who have we here?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Kim.
I have a prayer request. I've been having some headaches, and they're pretty severe, and they always start at the base of my skull around my neck area.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I saw something in the spirit that looked like a wasp, and I saw it with my eyes open, which was very unusual. And I was asleep at the time, but I was dreaming about this wasp that stung me in the back of my neck. And when I woke up, my eyes were open, and I can remember seeing very vividly a red wasp in the spirit. So strange. And there was not a wasp in that room. I knew that I was seeing it in the spirit. And that next day I had a terrible headache, and I cannot understand what this is. I've had several groups pray over me, and anyway, just wondering if you all would have some insight.
Do you, Diane?
Well, a couple of things I'm hearing is that you know, a wasp has, in the spiritual realm, a wasp can represent the sting of death, and at the base of your skull is you know, those blood vessels can be real restricted back there, which causes, you know, which can cause you to have really bad headaches. And that's what I'm hearing in my spirit. And the red there, it's almost, an attack against your blood.
Okay.
And so I don't know if anyone has prayed over that if I could pray for you.
I would appreciate that.
Okay, Kim. Well, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the power that's in the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, right now we cover Kim's skull, her whole head, the base of her skull, every part of her skull. Father, we cover it right now with the blood of Jesus. And I take authority right now over any attack against the blood in her body right now. Father God, any affliction that has been in past generations concerning the blood, right now I take authority over those afflictions, and we draw the bloodline, and we declare and decree that they stop with Kim right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, even the assignment of the spirit of death that has come against her right now, in Jesus' name, I take authority over it, and I render the assignment of the enemy harmless and ineffective right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that every blood vessel, that it opens up and that the blood flows properly. Father God, I thank you for cleansing the white corpuscles, the red corpuscles. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for just, the blood of Jesus just purifying her blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for the purpose and plan of God in Kim's life. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that she will lay her hands on the sick and they shall recover and be healed. And Father God, that you will use her, Lord God, yes, and even speaking prophetically, Lord God. And Father, thank you, Lord God, yes, for the dreams and the visions. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the dreams and visions for the body of Christ at large, and for the places where you would send her, Lord God, that she would be released to speak the word of the Lord at the time and the place where she has been assigned to. And Father God, I just speak release over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And that's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, that it is your season of release, that there are things that the Lord is going to begin to release in and through your life, that it's part of the purpose and the plan of God, that he has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I hear party. I hear the Lord saying to party. Party and to celebrate.
All right. I do that a little different now than I used to.
Yes, we do change like that, don't we?
And it's way more fun. And
well,
you remember
you.
It.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I feel the release. I mean, I felt something break in the spirit realm. And so this is a thing of the past. And so don't let your mind go back to, because you are free in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, this thing is stopped tonight in Jesus' name. And it doesn't matter that, you know, you've had so many people that's prayed. Well, this was your night. This was your night of divine appointment. And the assignment has been canceled. It's been nullified. It's been stopped. And now you've been released, and you're going forward in Jesus' name.
Well, you answered the second prayer request without even me speaking the word, but I had it written down on a piece of paper, and you addressed that second prayer. The Lord just used you to address that. So thank you for speaking that to me about the release, because that was the second thing I had a question about. So thank you.
Praise God.
Yeah.
My eyes are tearing up. I'm going to cry, but they're happy tears now.
Isn't he amazing?
Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Absolutely. Praise God. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
God bless. You're in a new bloodline, Kim.
Yes.
You have a new family. You're a member of a new family. And any claims from the devil that, I mean, he throws up so many illusions, so many lies. Any claims from the devil that you are still tied to your old bloodline is not true.
Okay.
It's not true. And it can produce a tension and even, you know, pain like that, even spasms. But you just keep telling him he's a liar. I'm in a new family. I'm a member of a new family. And none of the old things from my old bloodline have power over me anymore.
Okay. Thank you, lady.
God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Have a wonderful night. How are you, Diane? You doing okay?
I am. It's flowing.
Before we
get flowing,
We don't have much time left, but I'd like to give you a chance to share your contact information now, if you'd like
sure.
to.
Sure. People would be able to get a hold of me by going to www.dove-ministries.com, or they can also go to www.churchofhisglory.org, and there's on both websites there's contact pages where they can email me, or they can call the church at 972-772-5544. And And I'm also available for any type of speaking engagement. If any pastors are listening in tonight and would like to get a hold of me, they're welcome to do that. So just welcome any comments or anything.
Our listeners, if you want to email, you can email from our websites, or if you'd like to email me, I can afford it, or you can go to Crosswalk Life on our website. It's listed on the Blog Talk Radio site, and look up articles on hearing God's voice. We have several on how to hear God's voice. We have a couple more callers here. How about area code 863? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. It's Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. Do you have a prayer request tonight or a comment? Or
I was just calling in Sylvia Jackson to mm-hmm. To say hello, and I understand that the speaker is talking about the presence of the Lord,
right?
And that the Lord had been speaking to me about the same thing for this year.
Okay, what do you say?
Well, you know, the Hebrew number one, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled A-L-E-P-H, mm-hmm. from which we get our alphabet. Mm-hmm. It's like Aleph, and then the number two is Bet, so it's Aleph Bet in the Hebrew, which means 1-2. But this is 5771 or 2011. So the one looks like a praying person. And then it has a long line coming straight through it, which represents, in Hebrew, heaven coming to earth.
Mm.
So the presence of the Lord is going to be very strong this year. And about 2 days before the new year, I had an experience with the Lord where the angel of his presence came where I was and literally blew on me,
mm.
like Jesus blew on the disciples and said, receive the Holy Ghost. So I really felt as though there was going to be a strong impartation of his presence, and wondered about, you know, what the speaker was seeing and hearing.
Praise God. Do you want me to go forward, Carlotta?
Yes, you can. And did you have anything else, Sylvia? Should we come back to you, or are you turning it over to Diane now? Or
Sure, yeah.
I want to hear more about what the Lord did and showed you. Maybe you can share that with us on Blog Talk Radio another night?
I'd love to do that. Thank you.
Okay. We're running out of time tonight, but I want you to come back and share more about that. And what are you getting, Diane?
That is amazing. And that is true, according to the Hebrew calendar and the year. But, Sylvia, I don't know if you had read where, as I was waiting for the new year to come, right at the very last minute and changing over into the first minute of the year, beginning at the last minute of 2010, the presence of the Lord just came.
Wow.
I tried to tell Carlotta today, but it was so overwhelming because I have encountered the presence of the Lord for years, mm-hmm. for many, 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 many years, and have been so overtaken by his love just because of his powerful presence. And I was so overtaken, it just tears, my eyes begin to fill with water and mm-hmm. tears begin to flow down my face and stream down my face, and the Lord began to speak to me that this is the year of the Lord's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his presence has been so revealed, but there's such a intimate, it's I see the body of Christ. As Paul, you know, in Acts 3:19, he said to repent and to be converted so that your sins could be blotted out, so that when the presence of the Lord comes, you are refreshed in his presence And so many have not been refreshed. But I believe because of the fire of God, I believe because of the fresh baptism of the fire of God that's being released, and as there comes that total surrendering to Him and Him alone, that many are going to be so overtaken, as I have been, even times in the pulpit where I cannot even speak because I'm caught up into His presence. And many times where there's so many manifestations of His presence, but where people are going to see more and more that as we let go of trying to control what happens in gatherings or services or whatever, that truly the Lord, He will manifest Himself in such a way that the minister cannot say anything because He's done it with me, but it's mm-hmm. going to be widespread to where I've been speaking before. And Sylvia, you talked about how the Lord blew you. You literally felt. I have felt literally wind, a gush of wind. People have heard it in our church. You can hear the wind blowing in our church at times when we've been in corporate prayer and even in services. But there have been times where just a gush of the wind of the Holy Ghost knocks me down. Now, I'm not ever hurt or anything, but when I come up, people have fallen out of their chairs and people have been, you know, slain in the spirit, and nobody's been stent. God's been working, and I believe that this is where we're headed to this year. This is going to be the year that the Lord is going to make Himself known through His presence. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be because of a man or woman standing before mm-hmm. a people. Because when God shows up in His glory, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. When God shows up in His glory and the presence of the Lord is so manifested, there is not a man or woman of God that will be able to stand in the pulpit. And I've encountered that has happened several times since the early 90s in my meetings. And it is just not a regular thing that happens. But I believe the Lord allowed me to taste that, to see. It's kind of like Catherine Coleman said, the Lord dangled some carrots out there in front of me. You know, and Benny Hinn has said that He'll put out there before you what is to come and what will be. And that has happened. I've been ministering to a staff of people, and next thing I know, people are falling over because of the presence of God, the glory of God that is present. Next thing I know, I wake up and there can be, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of blank tape that's been recorded, because we were all just, there is a day coming when the glory of God is going to fill the house mm-hmm. and no one's going to be able to stand in His presence. Oh, I'm getting messed up, Sylvia. You just did it, girl. You just messed me up, because that's, you know, I love the glory of the Lord. Yeah. And that's something that has been so just thrown out there. It's like, it's holy. Mm-hmm. The glory of the Lord is holy. And there's too many people out there saying too many things about the glory of God, like it's just this. And it's like, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. The Shekinah glory of God is holy. Right. And when you encounter His Shekinah glory, whew, mm-hmm. you just begin to weep in the presence, in the holy presence of a holy God. You're not up there yip-yapping about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's holy. It's just, And that's what we're going to see. I know, but it's going to be because we're living a balanced life, because we're walking in the Spirit, sowing into the Spirit, not living after the appetites of the flesh and the dictates of the flesh, but we're being controlled by the Holy Spirit because we've surrendered and we've mortified, as we were sharing about earlier on the program, and we are killing the deeds, the works of our flesh, and we're saying, God, more of you, because we've got to have more of him. There's got to be a greater display of his majesty and his splendor, because there's been a lot of talk, but people want to see. People want that tangible feeling that only God can, you know, that only he can give you. And as he overtakes you, you know, the breath of his Spirit, the wind of the Holy Ghost that comes, that's all real. And but there's going to come, just think what that's going to be like when there's so many people gathered together on Sunday morning services, and truly nothing was able that was planned to be done, because God showed up in his glory, and people were lying prostrate before him. No one saying a word, not even the ministers. Just think what a glorious day that'll be in the body of Christ. And you talk about wanting to live a holy life, and you talk about wanting to get rid of the sin in your life, and you talk about wanting to quit being lazy and like the man that lay there for so many years. Well, nobody's helping me. Well, nobody's. Well, I'm telling you, the time's coming. Either we're going to choose to be like the virgins with the oil, or the virgins that didn't have the oil. And then the doors are going to be shut, you know. And I'm just getting messed up. I am getting so messed up in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness.
And we have one more caller, guys. I don't know. God's going to have to redeem the time.
Oh, goodness. But I love what you shared. And I saw exactly, I mean, what you saw. I did not know that, you know, the 5771, I mean, I knew about the year, but I didn't realize that it was the year of the Lord's prayer. That just, that blows me away.
Yeah.
It just really does. It's very humbling to me. And but what happened, there are no words that I can articulate even in English, because if, as I've said, I live in the presence of God. I mean, every day, it's just, I would die if I was not aware of his holy, tangible presence amongst me. I could not live without knowing that. But I'm telling you, from the switching over, it was so powerful. It was so intense. And I just, you know, I was just in awe. I said, Lord, I've never encountered you like this before. And people are always touched by the presence of the Lord in my life. And I thought, you know, just to, for that magnitude of his presence to be revealed, it's going to be a glorious year in the body of Christ when we all step into that place. And it's the hunger. It's our hunger for him, you know, that invokes, it provokes him, you know, when we hunger after him and him alone. So I just need to go ahead.
Don't you think the refreshing that you were speaking of?
Yeah.
2010 was such a very difficult year for so many
people. Absolutely.
And that, isn't this just like him to come and blow his presence on us for this year to refresh us?
I'm telling you, it is.
Because next year's not supposed to be so exciting either. Pretty exciting, but
right.
Difficult. Mm-hmm.
But it is, it's just like all the rain that we had here in Texas in our area, all the rain, and it was just so hard, and just, and then the next thing, the rain is changing into sleet. And then the next thing, the sleet is changing into snow. And all of a sudden, what was loud and what was busy and what was noisy, all of a sudden, it became quiet and peaceful and serene. And even at the night, you know, it still hasn't been dark as early as it gets dark because of all the white. And so the Masukra Mandeliasa, hallelujah. And so the glory, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we arise in the Hebrew, that's changing positions. And I just quoted something to Carlotta earlier. And for all of our listeners, don't let your condition determine your position. You may be hurt. You may be broken. You may have just lost a loved one. On Saturday, we just lost our precious mare. We've had her for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And I cried. It was like a family member. But you don't want to let your condition determine your position. Stay in that place of praising God and knowing that He's made the way, that you're going to get through, that those things in 2010 are going to come to an end, and you are going to begin new and fresh. There is an ending just as there is a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for beginning that thread, Sylvia. That was awesome. I'd like to have you back toward the end of the month and just share all about that with us. Would that be okay?
That would be great. I'd love to, Carlotta. Thank you.
Please, please. And have a wonderful night. We need to just take just a minute here to pray for our last caller and see what that need is. We try to pray for everyone by 20 till or quarter till, but let's just see. Area code 724, I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. It's Tori.
Hi, Tori. Do you have a prayer request tonight?
Whatever God puts on your heart.
Oh. Okay.
Do you need some directions from me?
Diane, do you have anything already, or would you like?
Well, I'm just hearing in my spirit for Tori, and this isn't exactly a prayer yet, but I'm just hearing in my spirit that that you have walked through and you have come through many obstacles and many hurdles, and in the last 2 to 3 years, there's been a very deep healing and a lot of restoration that the Lord has brought in your life. But I hear that this year is the beginning of the opening doors, that the doors are going to begin to open one by one. They're just going to begin to open because of the things that He's brought you through, the things that you've come through, and where He has been glorified in your life. And you've allowed certain things to die because He said, lest a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone and it bears no fruit. Since you've allowed things in your life to fall into the ground and die, there's much fruit that is about to come forth. And when you say, oh, taste and see that the Lord, that He is good, there's going to be many that are going to come and they're going to say, I want what you have. How did you attain that? How did you get that in your life? And I just see the Lord using you really to teach. I see you teaching many and teaching them how to walk free from the things that come at our soul and and teach them how to walk in the fullness of the Spirit of God. And so this is definitely a year in which you will see the beginning of a new beginning with the ministry of God in your life. And so I don't know if what you do, if you have ministered, if you do minister, but get ready because you will minister this year and in the days to come.
Woo-hoo! That's why, real quick, I know Carlotta, right?
Woo!
That's why I wept when I was listening to Lillian's story, though, because I was in her position.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and like Carlotta, you said everybody's been through that. I know exactly where she is. So when you guys were praying, I was praying right with her,
uh-huh.
or right with you.
Look at that.
You're going to have so many more to pray for, and I was just quiet and let Diane take this one because I know too much.
Right. Did I miss it or hit it?
Oh, no, it was wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm, like, weeping now.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
We mentor so many people, and some of them we just know too much, so if I have a guest, I just like to kind of back off and let you take it, because she knows I know some things in the natural. But yes, you hit it. There's definitely been two or three years, you know, where God's been working on this healing and a great restoration and more doors opening. And I believe that's for everybody. The open heavens this year, the multiplication of seeds sown by the faithful. And I just hear, thank you, Tori, too. We're going to have to jump right in and pray for everybody here while we've got time. Everybody, we want to pray for you now because there are some of you out there that have been faithful, year after year after year. You've sown seeds. You've been in obscurity. You've been willing to, you know, serve. You've been willing to take this second place, to defer to other people, to lay down your life so that other people could succeed. And you've seen God bless other people and give them the connections and the divine appointments, and you're like, God, when is it my turn? And this is your year. Just continue to be faithful. If you will seek him, first of all, just don't miss that point that we've made 100 times tonight. If you will seek him, first of all, this is going to be a year of multiplied harvest for you. You just gather up those vessels like the widow that only had one serving of oil and wheat left. You just gather up those vessels and expect God to fill them because he is, and you are going to be so amazed. And everybody just say it with me, suddenlies. I believe in suddenlies because that's what God does. Yes. He lets us learn in his boot camp. He lets us learn in obscurity. He'll hang a carrot out in front of you in the sense of a prophecy that will say, oh, you're going to be this wonderful, that, and all this too. And then God will see if you will continue to seek him first, instead of the success or the ministry or the fame or the abundance or whatever he prophesied to you. And if you'll continue to seek him first, then you pass the test because he is it. He is everything. The success in ministry or business or marketplace or whatever, that's just those are just the props, temporary props that we live in for a few more years. But he is it, man, and we're going to spend eternity adoring and worshiping him.
Hallelujah.
And so get to know him now. You don't want to be strangers when you're face to face. Diane, would you pray for everybody for a few minutes?
I sure will. Father God, thank you for all of our listeners, whether it is right now, Father God, or whenever they are listening. Lord God, thank you that you have opened up eyes to see. Father, you've unlocked deaf ears. Father God, thank you that even some have broken up the fallow ground of their heart, Lord God, and they've sowed into righteousness tonight, Lord God, making that decision that they are going to seek you with all that is within them, Father, to know you, Lord God. And Father, you said, Lord God, that they would reap of righteousness. And Lord God, thank you that according to your word in Isaiah 58, Lord God, that if they will pour out that with which they have been sustained in their own life, if they'll do that for the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, Father God, thank you that you said that then shall their light rise in darkness and their obscurity and their gloom would become like the noonday. And Father God, thank you, Lord God, that you will guide them, that you will continually and you will guide them continually and satisfy them in the drought and in the dry places.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll make strong their bones. Father, you said that you would make them be like the watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters failed not. Now, Father God, thank you for all of our listeners. Lord God, bless them this year, Father God. Bless them mightily. Father, remove every obstacle, every hindrance that would stand in their way, Father God, as they are crying out to you right now, calling out to you in desperation, Father, because of their need for you. But, Lord God, their longing, their wanting, their desire to have more of you in their life. Now, Father, we just give you glory and honor tonight. Father, thank you for speaking to those that you spoke, and even those that didn't call in, Father, those that got a prophetic word from you just because of the prophetic words that were released tonight. Lord God, thank you that many are going away from this time, Father, being satisfied in their soul because you have spoken to them. You have loved them. You have embraced them, Father. You have just let them know that you are their Father and that they are your son, that they are your daughter. And Father God, we just love you. We love you so much, and we just bless you, Father. Thank you so much for your unconditional love. Father, we just love you because you first loved us. And Father, we just give you 2011. And Father, we declare that this is the year of the presence of the Lord, and that this is the year that we will live a balanced life in Christ. And Father God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we thank you, Lord. It absolutely amazes me that you want us to abide in you, and you want to abide in us, and that you are about relationship, and it's more than we can wrap our minds around. So I ask you, Lord, for an impartation for every person that is listening and will listen to this, a real impartation if they have to say it to themselves 100 times. Christ is in me, he wants to live through me, and he wants quality time with me, and that I am a sheep and I can hear his voice. I choose to receive everything that he's promised me. I choose to believe that I am complete in him and quit chasing around and being busy, you know, and trying to cover the pain with work or drugs or whatever. I choose to believe that Jesus Christ is everything I need. And, oh, Lord, I remember when I was in my 30s and I was single for a long time and had been divorced, and they were telling me how they were satisfied with Jesus, and I thought, I just can't believe you're telling the truth. And God, my heart cried out, show me, God, if you can satisfy every longing in my heart, and you did. Thank you, Lord, that we can enter into your rest, and all of those supposed needs and loneliness and questions and unfulfilled goals can all be met in you. We just thank you, Lord, that you designed us. You have a perfect plan for our life, and that we are fulfilled in you, and that we will just quit settling for second best in any way. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can hear your voice, not only every day, but all day. I thank you that you said in Acts that you would pour out your spirit on men and women, young and old. And for some reason, you mentioned prophesying twice in that. And we believe that we will not only be able to hear you, but we'll be able to hear you for others. And when we pray, we'll be hearing from you. We'll know what to pray. When we witness, we'll have words of knowledge, like you were able to give words of knowledge when you witnessed, I saw you under that tree, you know, that we will know that we are partnering with you, that we're filled with you, we're in communion with you, and that you are speaking through our mouth, loving through our hands, hugging with our arms, that every step we take, Christ is in our feet, and we will just know what it is to not only be filled with you,
to be baptized with water, be baptized with your fire. And I pray that every person that's listening will not only have multiplication of their seed and everything they need to fulfill your will this year, they'll be rejoicing in all of the divine connections and appointments, but they will have the fire of God in their bones. No more cranking it out, no more trying to make myself, no more trying to discipline myself to be a disciple, but the fire of God in our bones, that we have a passion for you that won't quit.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And I just want every person here to avail yourself of the articles on our websites. If you don't know what we're talking about, please go to the free articles on Crosswalk Life. That's CWLINC.com. Over 300 free articles. Please go to nowfaith.tv. There's no .com in this. It's nowfaith.tv. We've got over 4 years of ministry training, videos and audios and articles and some prayers written out for you, so that you can grow by leaps and bounds. Just leaps and bounds. No more wondering how long it will take. Just dive in. God's calling you. Follow me. And he will just train you, heal you so fast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us, Diane. We received a real impartation of faith tonight.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I'm so very honored and humbled, and I just love you dearly.
It shows. The love of God. We just bless all of you with the perfect love of God. And join us next week for more Crosswalk Talk.
Every day I do.